Well, thank you very much, everyone, for coming out tonight. It's nice to be here. And for those of you who don't know me, I think most here know who I am, but my name is Ryan. I'm from Roselle, hour and a half away from here. Same town as Julia. So we came to Mark and Krista's for a meal, and we're here this evening, so nice to see everyone. And what I want to speak on, I told you, I want to speak on clothes. And I don't know if you are like me, have you ever felt like your clothes are not the right clothes for a certain place or time? I know I have felt like this many times. I hope no one feels like that right now. Of course, God is not worried about our physical clothes right now. God's not looking on if our clothes are purple or black or blue or new or old or simple or fancy or expensive or cheap. That's not what God is looking at. But God cares very much with what clothes your heart has on. The real you, your soul, that matters to God very much, very, very much. And that's what we're going to talk about. God says it's very important what clothes you're wearing tonight, your spiritual clothes. And so God says that if we want to be in heaven after our life on earth, when we are finished here on earth, if we want to be in heaven, we must be dressed in the right clothes. Yeah, we must be dressed in the right clothes. But sometimes I feel like I am not dressed in the right clothes. And my job is on a farm. We have a grain farm. And sometimes when I go to work, my clothes get very dirty. I maybe have dirt and oil and dust and wood chips on my clothes. And I have very dirty clothes. And there are some places I cannot go with my dirty clothes. Even in this city, even in Winnipeg, there are some places I can't go with my dirty clothes. And I'll give you some examples. If I try to go to the hospital with my dirty clothes on from work, I would be in big trouble. I would not be able to go to the hospital. This is a hospital. I don't know how well you can see that, but that's Health Science Center here in Winnipeg. It's a big, big hospital. And, you know, a good doctor who works here, a good doctor and other people at the hospital, a good doctor makes sure that the hospital and surgery rooms stay clean and sanitary. It's very important. They have to make sure. And a good doctor cares for the patients that are at the hospital. He doesn't want them, or she doesn't want them, to get infected, to get sick. It's very important. Here's a picture. Look at this. You see that they're doing surgery, and they all have special garments, very clean garments, clothes. And they are being very careful. They have gloves on. They don't want this person to get an infection. Don't want them to get sick. So a good doctor makes sure the surgery room stays clean. If I walked into Health Science Center when they're doing a surgery, they would say, get out. You can't come in here with your dirty clothes. I'll give you another example. There are more places I can't go with my dirty clothes. Does anyone know where this is? This is a restaurant in Winnipeg. It's one of Winnipeg's nicest restaurants. It's called 529 Wellington. It's a nice, nice restaurant. And you know, the chef who works in that kitchen of this restaurant, he makes sure the kitchen stays clean. And a good chef cares for their customers who's coming in to buy the food and eating the food. He doesn't want them to get sick or food poisoning or something like this. So a good chef makes sure the kitchen stays clean. And here's a picture of this kitchen. There, the chef is working away, and all the people there making food. Look at their clothes. Do you see their clothes? Maybe they're wearing gloves. I don't know, but they're being very careful to keep the food clean, so no one gets sick. I'll give you another example. Who knows where this is? This is also in Winnipeg. It's a spa. It's a pool. And you know, a good spa owner, a good pool owner, whatever, they make sure the pool stays clean. Could you imagine if I came from work with oil, with dirt, with mud, and I walked into this place, Thermia Spa, and I just went into the pool? They would say, "Get out, you are wrecking the pool, you are making it dirty, you are contaminating the pool." So a good spa owner makes sure the pool stays clean. I'll give you another example. I didn't mean to do that one. This is a barn, a hog barn, pig barn. Did you know even farmers make sure their pig barns stay clean? Maybe that's surprising to you, but it's actually true. You know, this is what you see when you go to a pig barn. It says stop, because if you went into the pig barn with your dirty clothes and without washing your clothes or anything, do you know what could happen? All the pigs could get a disease and they could die. Yeah, it's very, very serious. So a good farmer makes sure no one goes into the pig barn. And you'll see this sign. So there are a lot of places I cannot go with my dirty clothes. A lot of places. And maybe you are thinking, why am I talking about about hospitals and about restaurants and spas and pig barns? Here's why. It's because heaven is like one of these places. Heaven is like one of these places. Listen to what the Bible says about heaven. This is from Revelation 21:27. This is what it says. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So just like a good doctor keeps the surgery room clean, and a good chef keeps the kitchen clean, a good spa owner keeps the pool clean, just like a farmer keeps the pig barns clean, God keeps heaven clean. God has the highest standard, a very high standard. And he says, the Bible says, nothing unclean will ever enter heaven. But maybe you are thinking, well, Ryan, I'm not so unclean. Like, I have clean clothes. I do good things for people. Like, spiritually thinking, I do good things for people and for society, for the world. Maybe you say, I believe in God. I believe in God. I am a good person, and I have clean clothes on my heart. Yes, I am good. And maybe you think that, and I used to think that too. Before I was saved, that's exactly what I used to think. I used to think, I'm really not so bad. I'm pretty good. My clothes are pretty good. But let's read what the Bible says. If you have a Bible, you can open your Bible here to Isaiah 64, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. If you do not have a Bible, that's okay. Listen. Isaiah is close to the middle of your Bible. I'll read the verse. This is what the King James Version says. Isaiah 64, verse 6. This is talking about our clothes, okay? Pay attention. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, all our good works, are as filthy rags. I'll read that another time. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And other translations say polluted garments. These rags are like filthy clothes, kind of like my clothes from work, my jacket from work. They are filthy. They are polluted. And so this is not our physical clothes. This is our spiritual clothes, yeah? The clothes on our heart, the clothes that God sees. And so this verse says we have all become unclean, like one who is unclean. So if the Bible says all, who does that include? Does that mean some people? No, that means you. And that means you. And you. And you. We are all, and me. We are all unclean. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible means when it says all. And when the Bible says unclean, it means unclean. So we are unclean. And on top of that, the Bible goes so far as to say, even the good things we do, the good things, not the bad things, the good things that we do, the righteousnesses, are like filthy rags, polluted garments. And so we are unclean. We are dirty with sin. We have dirty clothes on. And the Bible says, do you remember the verse I said? No unclean thing will ever enter heaven. So we have a big problem. We have a really big problem. If I am corrupt and my clothes are corrupt, how can I go to heaven? It's a huge problem. After you die, when your life on earth is ended, and after I die, the first thing we will do is meet God. And what is the first thing he sees when he sees us? What is the first thing he sees? He sees our clothes, our spiritual clothes. And the Bible says God looks at our hearts. God doesn't look on the outward appearance. So maybe you are thinking, why is God so strict? Why is God so strict? Maybe God can let me come into heaven with my dirty clothes. But do you remember that doctor? You remember the doctor? He would never let me come into the surgery room with my dirty clothes, because the patient could get an infection and die. Remember the chef? The chef would never let me come into the kitchen with my dirty clothes. Not a chance. The customers would get food poisoning. They would get sick. And the spa owner, the farmer, God is the same as each of them. God is the same. God will never let dirty clothes come into heaven, spiritually dirty clothes. Because the people he saved, the people in heaven, do you see the picture behind me? If he let you come to that place, to heaven, with your dirty clothes on, all of heaven would be ruined. It would be like the pool. When you go into the pool, if I went into the pool with my dirty clothes, all the water would be filthy. That's what would happen. If God let someone into heaven with sins, with dirty clothes, if God let sin into heaven, heaven would be hell. Heaven would be hell. And so we have a big problem. Maybe you think, well, maybe I can wash my clothes. Put the clothes in the wash machine. But the Bible says they're filthy, and actually it means more than just dirty. They're polluted, like they're bad. We cannot bring our clothes to heaven. They're more than just dirty. They're contaminated with like that word polluted means contaminated with harmful or poisonous substances. We need new clothes. We need brand new clothes. We cannot bring our old clothes to heaven. And maybe you're thinking, where will I get the new clothes? Where will I get the new clothes? And I'm glad you asked. I hope you asked that question in your mind, because I thought you would never ask. See, God saw our big problem, and he provided the perfect solution. The perfect solution. And that's why the gospel that we preach tonight is called gospel, good news. There's good news. God has garments, clothes, for us to wear, and they are 100% perfect. No spot, not dirty at all. They're perfect. And if we put these clothes on, we will be welcomed into heaven forever. Maybe you're thinking, really? I never heard about these clothes. Maybe you have. Do you remember the first man who sinned? Remember the first man on earth who sinned? His name was Adam. And do you remember what he tried to do after he sinned? He tried to do something. He tried to make his own clothes. And they were not good clothes. When God found him, God said, why did you make good clothes? And it's because why did you try to make your own clothes? It's because he had sinned. But God gave him good clothes. God gave to Adam and Eve clothes that they could wear. And really, Adam is a picture of the whole human race. The whole human race, everyone on earth, always tries to do what Adam did, and Eve. We realize that we sinned. We disobeyed God, and we tried to make our own clothes. Adam and Eve, they took some leaves from the Garden of Eden, and they tried to sew these leaves together and kind of make some clothes for them. These clothes would never work. They will never work. And so God gave them good clothes, perfect clothes. And we should not try to be okay with our own clothes. We should not try to make our own clothes like Adam did. And so the Bible says, God gave Adam clothes. Remember that. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God gave Adam garments to wear, and God gave us his only Son, his only begotten Son. So maybe you're thinking, I want you to think, how do I put on God's Son, God's only Son? How do I put on Christ? So I want to read a verse in Galatians. If you have your Bible, I'll read a verse in Galatians. It's in the New Testament. Galatians comes after the Gospels and Acts. Then you will find Romans and Corinthians, and then you'll find Galatians. And the whole point of the letter of Galatians is for freedom. This is why this verse was written. These people were trying to do things to get to heaven, like make their own clothes, like Adam did. But this is written because Paul was trying to tell them, no, you need to trust in faith. Faith alone can save you. So let's read Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. Galatians 3 and 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Do you know what that means? That means you have clothed yourself with Christ if you have been baptized. And baptism in this verse is probably talking about salvation. The moment you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, the Bible says you are baptized by the Holy Spirit. And that gives us the seal. That means we were forever saved when we put our faith in Christ. So, in other words, whoever has put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ have clothed themselves with Christ. You have put on Christ. So I have a very important question for everyone here, every boy, every girl, every man, and every woman. Have you ever put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, like this verse says? Have you been clothed with Christ? These clothes that this Bible verse is talking about, they are not man-made. They are not like Adam's clothes. And they are not like our filthy clothes, like my work clothes. No, they are God-made. On maybe there's a tag on there, and it says, made by God. And these clothes are a gift. These clothes are a gift. You can't pay for these clothes, and you can't make them on your own. And God is offering these clothes to you tonight, as a gift, for free. And these clothes of Christ can be yours. They can be yours, not just mine, not just other people here, but tonight, these clothes from Christ can really be yours. And you must make a decision. What will you do with Christ? What will you do with Christ? When you get to this place on the picture, it's hard to see. When you get there, you will be asked a question, a very important question. You will never be asked such an important question. You will be asked, what did you do with Christ? It's a huge question, and you need to be ready. You need to be very ready for that time when you get to this place. The Lord Jesus died on the cross so that he could set us free. I want you to look, if you have your Bibles open at that verse in Galatians, I want you to catch one thing before we move on. Look what it says in verse 27, Galatians 3:27. It says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ. You know, in this verse, I told you that baptism here means salvation. Like when you are saved, you are baptized. But, you know, in the New Testament, there's no such thing as a believer who is not baptized. You will never find a believer in the New Testament who was not baptized. It's always their first priority. As soon as they are saved, they are baptized. Not because it will save them, no way, but because that's the first thing that a believer should do. So in this verse, water baptism is important too. And so if there is someone here tonight and you are saved, then you should be baptized. It is the first thing you should do when you obey God. And tonight, if there's anyone who is not saved, the first thing you should do is believe in the Lord Jesus. And remember about baptism, only Jesus Christ can save. And we must believe in him. If you have ever asked Jesus Christ to save you, if you haven't ever asked the Lord Jesus to save you, then you are still wearing dirty clothes. When I was 6 years old, some of you are maybe close to six, maybe you're older than six. When I was 6 years old, I thought I was pretty good. I thought I didn't need to be saved. I thought I was a good boy. And I didn't think I needed to be saved. And one day my younger sister, she was saved. She believed in the Lord Jesus. And one day I was playing in the living room with my sister. I had a little toy car, and I was playing with my car, and my sister asked me, She said, Ryan, why aren't you saved? She said, I'm saved. I got saved. Why aren't you saved? And it really bothered me. I was like, wow, how is my younger sister saved and I'm not saved? And so I really thought about it. And one day I heard a gospel message about how bad hell would be, how awful hell is. And that night when I was going to bed, I could not sleep in my bed. And I was thinking about my sins. I was thinking about hell. And I cried out to God. I said, God, please do not let me go to hell. And then I realized that is faith. The Lord Jesus saved me. And so I didn't have my dirty clothes on anymore. I believed in Christ. The Bible says nothing unclean will ever enter heaven. And so if you are still wearing your dirty clothes, if you are still wearing your dirty clothes, you cannot go to heaven. There's no way. I want to read a verse to you. Listen to this. The Bible says, be found in him, in Christ. That means make sure you have the clothes of Christ on. This is what the verse says, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, not dirty clothes, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. So according to the Bible, we must all be found in Christ. That's what this verse says, be found in him. And the verse says, he is the righteousness of God. Christ is the good clothes that we need. Here's the point. If we are clothed with Christ, when God looks at us, I want to answer here, actually. If we are clothed in Christ and we get to heaven and God looks at us, what will he see when he sees us? What will he see? Maybe one of you boys at the front? Who will he see when he sees us? You are too shy to answer? The answer is obvious. You know what it is. When we are clothed in Christ and we get to heaven, he will see his son. He will see the Lord Jesus, his son, who he loves very much. And he wouldn't see our dirty clothes. He wouldn't see our filthiness. And you know, this is not tricking God by putting on Christ. No, this is believing God. This is what God says to do. And God knows when we get to heaven and we are wearing the clothes of Christ, God knows we don't deserve those clothes. And we don't deserve to be wearing these. We didn't pay anything for these clothes. But God loves you. And God loves everyone here, and God loves me. And that's why he sent his only son to die for our sins and to save us from hell. The Bible says, listen to this. This is Isaiah 61, verse 10. Listen, this is a beautiful verse. It says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. That's what the Bible says, and that's beautiful. So, girls and boys, are you clothed? Are you clothed with the garments of salvation, like this verse says? Maybe I'll ask the men and the women, are you covered with a robe of righteousness, like this verse says? God is very strict. God is very strict on the kind of clothes that we have. because he wants one clothes, that is Christ, one garment. And we must have, to get to this place that you see on the screen, we must have pure and holy and righteous clothes, garments, because heaven is pure and holy and righteous. That's where God is. That's why God is so strict. And you know, heaven is the only place that exists that is perfect, because God's standard is, God upholds his standard there in heaven. So before we finish, I will end now, but I want to tell you a story before we go of a woman in the Bible who found out the power of the clothes of the Lord Jesus. The Bible talks about her a few times, and she was sick. She had an issue of blood. That's what the Bible says. And she had this problem, this illness, for a long time. The Bible says for 12 years. Some of you are not even 12 years old. She had this sickness for 12 years. And the Bible says she spent all her money for the doctors, to pay the doctors so that they could help her, so they could heal her problem. But no one could heal her. And she searched and she searched and she paid all her money. No one could help her. And one day she found the Lord Jesus, and she saw him walking with a whole bunch of people. And the Bible says she came behind Jesus and she touched. What did she touch? She touched just the edge of his garment, just the end of his clothes. And immediately, the Bible says, immediately, right away, she was made whole. She was healed from her disease that she had for 12 years. And the Lord Jesus turned around and he said, who touched me? And eventually they found out it was her. And this is what the Lord Jesus said to her. Listen to this. He says, because you had faith, you have been healed. And then he says, now you can have peace. He said, go in peace. And that's a wonderful story. Even touching the garments of the Lord Jesus, she was healed. And tonight we must put on these garments. There is power in being dressed in the Lord Jesus. And this woman found out how powerful even the garments of the Lord Jesus are. And you will be saved even tonight if you put on his garments. Do you have peace? Do you have peace in your heart tonight? A lot of people in the world tonight do not have peace. A lot of people are searching for peace, just like this woman, searching, looking and looking and looking for peace, but they cannot find it. And they pay all their money, and they spend years looking for peace, and they never find this peace. But tonight, the Lord Jesus is offering this peace to you for free. No strings attached. This can be yours tonight. And it comes through faith. The Bible says so clear. So you can tonight, this is from the Bible. You can clothe yourself in Christ. What is that verse? Be found in him. Be found in him, and you will be saved. So thank you so much for listening. And for those of you who are saved, I want you to remember that if you ever sometimes think to yourself, I wonder if I am not saved. A lot of people think that. A lot of people wonder sometimes, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe I didn't believe the right way or something like that. I had that a few times. But one thing you can do is look at your garments, because when you were saved, you put on Christ. And those garments of Christ are always yours when you put them on. And they can never be taken away from you, because they were given to you by the Lord Jesus. So I want you to remember that when you put on Christ, that you have those garments forever, and they are yours forever. So let's sing a song.